This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. Documentaries and special features from our international broadcast partners, the BBC. Current affairs, news events, social issues, politics, lifestyle trends, history, the arts, technology. The personalities and events that are shaping our world in the 21st century. The pick of the crop from the world's finest with the BBC and Free FM 89.0. If you're into music of any kind, you need to see the team at Shearer's Music Works. It doesn't matter if you're an absolute beginner or a seasoned professional, they have the experience and expertise to help you get the most out of your musical journey. Shearer's have an astonishing range of instruments, accessories and print music, and if your instrument needs some TLC, they have on-site repair and service. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton, your total music store and proud sponsors of Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0. You're listening to Free FM 89.0.
Okay.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. Ain't gonna be all right this morning.
Okay, good morning everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. We've got Albert here today. We've got Rod.
Good morning.
And Amanda is doing some
somatic dance.
Hello.
Dancing in the
Hello,
background.
I'm here.
Now, this is we're also family law reform advocates, political Aotearoa, Big Change Revolution, and City Watch New Zealand at reigninginggrace.org. You can access it there. Now, we've had the first responders working with state of emergency with slips, people being evacuated and 14,000 without power. And I was thinking about how COVID, the oil crisis and climate change is now taking full control of everything, okay, through throughout the world. It's a means of the powers that be that can actually take full control.
Okay. Jack, I feel quite unified after the cyclone. The government had prepared well, and I felt quite confident that we were uniting as a whole nation of New Zealand. What do you reckon there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we were uniting at all, Albert?
Well, it's for me, I suppose, whether we were uniting under fear, under happiness, goodness, that is the foundation of what we were actually uniting for, from, as individuals. Myself, I didn't partake in that. I didn't feel that unity. I just lived another day, went by, and accepted God's creation.
Right.
As a cleansing,
okay.
A cleansing.
Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of the great king. Now, Trump doesn't agree with the Pope, who's told him he has no right to actually go into Iran. Okay. And he's actually been seen in a picture, Trump has, with a laying hands on this particular person, and they're making it out like he's the saviour, like he's the Pope.
Yep.
And this is quite radical, because I found a scripture in the Bible that says, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all nations. As you have done it, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return on your own heads." And then it says, "For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, all the nations round about shall drink, and they shall drink and stagger." Mm. This is judgment of all the nations around the world. And I kind of see this happening with Israel at the moment, because Hezbollah and these radical people, extreme Muslims, have been actually want to blow Israel up. And here it says, "But in Zion there shall be those who escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame." And it mentions here Palestine. "Those of Negeb shall possess Mount Esau." So Mount Esau speaks of the Edomites, and it also speaks of the extreme Muslims. So are they the Antichrist? This is what we have to ask, because if they have actually killed anti-democratic freedom fighters, 20,000 of them, they're an extreme particular sect that, like, you know, gets into blowing people up and this sort of thing. So a lot of people are anti-Trump of what he's doing, but I am a Trump believer myself.
Jack, there is a question that I have, because I live in New Zealand. If the Prime Minister does something and the whole of New Zealand population gets wiped out, I'm happy with that, because that's the structure. Not that I want that, but that's the structure of how our country works, where they lead. Now, Trump's leading, but you have to ask the Epstein question, Jenny. Have some of the priests, Pope's priests, been doing Epstein stuff for a couple of centuries? That's my question to you.
That is a good question.
I mean, you can get anyone on sex, any man on sex, and I guess a lot of those faiths and everything else, they have had people who've broken the law from time to time. But I feel that our religious leaders are responsible for leading the world, really, because I'm starting my own Orange Justice Party, and I've got a mission statement here. It says, "The Orange Justice Party exists to champion fairness,
go
accountability,
the orange,
and opportunity for all, empowering communities, strengthening democracy, and ensuring that justice is not a privilege, but a right shared equally by every citizen." And here's something for the youth. Bold youth movement style slogan ideas. Fairness for all. Good vibes always. Stand up, speak out. Dance forward. Justice with energy. Move together win together. And I'm learning break dancing, and even Amanda's been doing this semiotic move. And this is about the youth, because I really want to reach out to the youth, because the future belongs to them, generations to come, you know.
Yeah, Amanda wants to say something. Well, I have a question for Albert. Should it be a sphere, the orange movement, or should it be a square, or should it be a pyramid? Question over to you.
Why can't it be all of them?
Yeah.
So the yeah,
or none.
For each one of them are part of the creation.
Yeah.
They each were created for a purpose. So if you get the purpose, you get the order right, then they will be formalized in a way that will create the 1,000 years of peace.
Mossy coined a new word, solar panel jurisprudence, today, and I thought that was very good.
Interesting.
Just on, just want to mention about the justice that you are, justice party you want to go build.
Yeah.
Like I raised the question about what's the perspectives of justice, and I've yet to understand where a judge has been able to give me the perspective, but from the Bible, the perspectives, as I understand it, is Moses brought the law. Ten Commandments.
Yep.
Jesus stood for righteousness.
Yeah.
That's why he said, I'll come with a sword, and he's on his way back here. That's why the world is stumbling, like what you read. The whole world stumbled over oil. And then the last one was Solomon, Solomon's grace.
Wow.
So those three perspectives of justice, if you cannot make your decision applying the whole three, then it becomes an interpretation. So it's about the spiritual justice resonating through the mental justice and applied through a physical.
And we know the Pharisees couldn't see very far, you see, and the Sadducees were very sad, you see. And they said, why aren't you cleansing the outside of the cup when you drink? That's what they said to Jesus. But Jesus said, it's inwardly, you're full of ravenous bones. He was saying, this is hypocrisy. And he's saying, justice, mercy, and love, you ought to have done without neglecting these. So even Christ recognized the need for justice, love and understanding, and showing compassion to people.
So when he was talking, when they were questioning him about the cup, and he talked about one's inside, how they can be, everyone's got skeletons. And so what I want to say is, when they partake in an organization, those skeletons also live within that organization. Doesn't matter what organization, Māori Party, New Zealand Party, Labour, the whole government, and even organizations that we live with every day. So what it's about is, we need to find the people who are righteous people, and you may get a half a dozen here, half a dozen there, and find our way of a collective, building a collective.
Yeah, so what Albert's saying is, Trump is a sovereign citizen in the Northern Hemisphere, and Albert's a sovereign citizen in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's right. I had a question for you, Albert. So is your aim, like, if you could really have your dream, is your dream to have no one vote at all?
What I want to say is that my dream, which is I live it.
Yeah.
I don't actually dream the dream. I live the dream every day.
Yeah.
And that living the dream is, when I do vote, they will be for righteous people only.
Yeah,
I will not vote for anyone who's unrighteous, and that's a challenge to all politicians, because at this moment we're all sinners. We all do something wrong, just that those who are caught in court and chucked in jail, they've been caught.
I want to talk about what I did. Is that okay? I did a big dance for everyone.
Okay.
And I didn't get to talk about it. So what I was doing looks pretty weird, right?
Yeah.
I'm in my zone with my trauma, basically.
Yeah.
It has been made up over the years through different people, for people who've had various different times of trauma, who can't speak about it, who can't touch it. But they can move. And when you move, you can move that trauma out of your body. These are fantastic techniques for people who just freeze and disassociate. So that's what I was doing before, and I don't know how I look. I just go into whatever, whatever needs to comes out, and it's a really good thing for people out there to look into somatic movement if you are struggling with a counsellor and you can't get out stuff and freeze. Or you just can't talk about it. It's too much.
Amen.
You can move. There's now, a lot of freedom in movement.
Now
so
the
that's
street,
what I was doing. Shut up, Jack.
The street walking socialists are providing for the working class housing, care for health of the city.
Why isn't everyone?
And Kurawai Manaaki young people have been on the roof this week protesting against Oranga Tamariki. Now, the question I'd ask is, where are the parents? And also, a few of the leaders in Oranga Tamariki looking after these young people, they're being taken to court because apparently there's been violence being used there.
Jack, just to bring it back, the sperm and the egg was developed 580 million years ago, gametes, and they've created diversity and it's been tested in the environment ever since. And we are a direct line back 580 million years to that development, and we're successful in every generation.
Yes. Now, coming back to trauma, sextortion victim took their life after being conned out of an image. The person was a young person. He asked for $5,000. Otherwise, he would expose their image. So when you're talking about young people with trauma and abuse issues, Amanda, and this sort of thing, trauma recovery is very important. And that is my green colour for healing.
It is very important. And, you know, it took for me to get a cognitive illness before I could actually use that somatic movement and start working through some of the grief and abuse of my past. And you're meant to have a psychologist with you to do it because it can bring up some pretty heavy stuff. But I do it and I get up and I'm happy and I feel like I've released so much. And it's so cognitively, it obviously works a bit different.
Well, you've got five psychologists around you at the moment. You're in safe hands.
Yeah, just on, you talked about Oranga Tamariki. We're talking about trauma. Just want to say to those ones in Oranga Tamariki.
Yep.
So let's not judge everyone based on what some do. And that's just like judging the whole country. There's some actual good people in Oranga Tamariki that I've met that became part of it because that's their life journey. That's their filling their heart and they're out there to help. But no doubtly, like I said, in every organisation, you get people who aren't doing the right thing. So what I want to say on that is the obligation of individuals in an organisation is to be the mouthpiece for the ones who aren't being heard, and also to stand up and say, hold to the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the light. So if you're speaking truth, you're doing the job of building the 1,000 years of peace, because you'll go through the chaos, but at the end of that chaos, there's peace. There's glory.
Wonderful,
there.
And that's bringing in the reign of Christ, and that's being a priest, a counterpart bride, and headship believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of us has a ministry in the Lord Jesus.
Okay, Jack, can I just pop in there? I keep thinking and forgetting things, so I'm just going to say this now because I think it's important. So the people in Israel at the moment, do they believe that Jesus is a Messiah?
Yeah, no, a lot of them don't believe. There's messianic believers there and, you know, in Christ. But the Bible talks about creating one man in place of the two, in place of the Jew and the Gentile. So potentially every one of them is reconciled to Christ. But they believe in Elijah must come, and they believe in Old Testament theology and this sort of thing.
Because isn't it the tribulation when 4,000 Jews down at the most terrorist time you can imagine on our earth, they go, oh, he was a Messiah, right? They click and they become the evangelists in the worst time. So in the end, they are the people bringing people to Christ in a place where people aren't too happy with Christ.
Yeah.
They're in a horrible,
now,
dark
I'm
place.
I'm more of a historicist because I believe in the tribulation, the coming of Christ and spiritual Israel down through history. I mean, if you had 8 million people who were killed by the Catholic Church in 1650 with a religious war, that was the Antichrist present. And with William of Orange, got rid of the middleman and brought everyone to Christ and set up direct access to the Father, he was bringing in the reign of Christ. And so that's what I want to see happen now. People being established in the Lord Jesus, people knowing their inheritance in Christ, and bringing a transformation and a manifestation
that
into
alone,
society.
Like you're saying, seeing the individual, you want to be able to see it. So the individual has to first judge thyself.
Yeah.
Judgment day is when the individual can judge thyself, straight away the individual is starting to look towards righteousness, looking at their own actions. The individual corrects thyself, then one becomes two. Then naturally the environment external to them, they'll only seek righteousness externally. Two becomes four. So that's how it's going to grow. The whole kingdom, everything, it's all about thyself.
Yeah. Right. Now the two Chris's and our charisma, free election, fought on performance, not personality.
Yeah.
Now we've had Peter Magyar, he's actually in Hungary. He's more a centre-right conservative. But the previous guy was sort of more going along with Putin. So we need street-walking socialists. This is the way I see. People who walk a mile in our shoes, particularly with politicians and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed here with the Kiwi Union Party, he's talking about, we believe the order of priorities has been reversed. At its core, a functioning society should recognise three fundamental layers: the natural environment, humanity, and the economy. The environment sustains us. Humanity exists within it. The economy is something that we have created to serve our needs. When that order is respected, balance follows. When it is reversed, the consequences are felt across every part of society. Today, many New Zealanders feel those consequences directly. The cost of living continues to rise. Essential services are stretched. Families are under pressure. Yet the solutions often tend to revolve around managing symptoms rather than addressing causes.
Jack, I think your movement about the Orange Movement, if everyone carried a solar panel jurisprudence, and then obviously shine it to the sun. There was an emperor who came to a beggar on the street and said, "I'm the emperor, I can give you anything you want." And the beggar looked up at him and said, "Can you move aside? You're standing in my sun."
Yeah.
I just want to say on what you read about the organisation, their principles and what they're trying to create. For me, where the order, order of things, so you read environment, then you read humanity, and then you read the economy.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you look at the Bible, humanity is the kaitiaki, the protector of the environment.
Yes.
So it's, once again, you start with the people, but the people can learn from the environment, because the environment was created first. But in protecting the environment, now when you get to the economic part, that's the distribution of what you grow from the environment,
supply,
not their
and
financial
demand.
Banks. It's actually getting back, putting people on land, building their own food banks within the family collective, uniting all the food banks together and creating a community. It's building that whole structure, which is hapū, whānau, hapū, iwi, and all nations, regardless of whether the Māori. So there is a method to that.
Can I talk to that, Albert? There's an old man who's died many years ago, and he had a vision very similar to yours, that we should not live in big cities and that we should live in small kind of like villages where we have our own food. And in that village, say there's 6 villages, and those villages meet together every couple of months and they share their stuff. And that was his dream. And he was incredibly rich. No cars, just horses. So what you're telling me just takes me straight back. And I loved his idea. I was like, we would be free of all this technology.
That's the 1,000 years of peace. That's coming back, that structure.
Yeah.
And that's the 1,000 years of peace to be built. But you got to find the people who are willing, who have that same vision.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm about, creating that.
And Jack, if you look back on the Saxon villages, they were there for 1,000 years. 300 people lived in them. They had peach groves, and that's that 1,000 years of peace. So we've already had examples of what Albert's talking about. So catching a fish, we were at Vinny's, and I looked down the line, and one of the guys, and I says, look, wouldn't it be great, us all being at Raglan, catching fish from the sea, what would happen? He said, I'm a great fisherman. He said, all of these people would be great fishermen too.
Now, I want to teach young people civics, okay? And here's an article of the free speech people. Hi, Jack. You already know what we do when free speech comes under attack. We fight. We take cases. We push back. Now, freedom of speech, street epistemology sessions filmed in public in Albert Park on Cuba Street. Real conversations with real New Zealanders about their beliefs, values, and how they arrived at them. Sessions in schools working directly with teachers and students to show what constructive disagreement looks like in a classroom, and creating educating resources. So this idea of civics with our young people and learning to walk a mile in their shoes, understanding where the youth are coming from, and getting their views and helping them with critical thinking so they can start changing now and being able to express themselves.
Where's Gary today there, Albert? What's he up to? My son called last night and said he needs the tent, and he's taking some mates out to Raglan, get the food and the chilli bins and bits and pieces. I forgot to put the fishing line in. Better rush home and do that.
He's got his daughters. He's picked up his other daughter, and so they're all getting together. He's spending most of his time with his other child at the moment. So, yeah, the two, he tries and gets them together all he can. He's still working on his other son. So,
do we have healthy conversations amongst all people? Do we, like we used to have a street corner, poet's corner, didn't we, people could express themselves. Is the election time the only time when people vote and start thinking and start debating? I mean, we should be discussing with young people at schools about their values, having freedom of expression. And
well, where we are with Mesh McDonald and Rachel Corrales and Sue Mahoney out at the council is that they've been given the radio show to listen to, Jack, last week's radio show, simply because they were met in, because their public forum and stuff. So, as I said, that's been passed to them. Now, what we don't hear is any feedback. I want to know the 14 councillors what they think of the last 10 weeks of your show since the election, Jack.
Yeah, well, Mosse was just telling me that over in the UK they got the Speaker's Corner.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's really, there needs to be an area in Garden Place there where people can stand up, and if they want to talk about free speech, that's the place to openly to the people.
Okay, what we used to do in the school that I went to, which was alternative school, full of activists, full of the real story of what happened to the Māori people, full of great stuff, marches, you know, really great school, real different, you know. Anyway, we did soapbox oratory. We put a soapbox outside, and as teenagers, you want to have a rant. You know, you just rant about someone. My friend who was my friend, and we were a little bit naughty together when we were young, and he wrote it all over the school, and I got on that soapbox, and I said a few things about that man, boy, teenager, whatever. So soapbox oratory is very similar to what you're talking about, and it is a great way for people to get things off their chest.
Kia ora. And I've got a busker's license, and you've got one too, haven't you, Amanda?
Yes, I've been singing gospel songs out there for ages.
So you should be able to get up there, not aggressively, but just sharing your opinion and your ideas and so forth.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not overly aggressive anymore. I've kind of changed.
Are you telling me that I can't stand somewhere and express everything I know, Jack?
Yes, no, no, no.
You need a license?
You don't need a license.
You don't need a license.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all you need, okay, you only need a license if you want to get money for what you're doing. Okay, so you can go, anyone can go and stand up there and say whatever the hell I like.
Hold on a minute. What if I've got, so if I put a hat down in front to help build this kingdom I'm talking about, you're telling me I've got to get a license?
You've got to get a license.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. So I have to put that to the test.
We've got meet the councillors at the different libraries.
Bruce Simpson was trespassed from the Tokoroa, the South Waikato chambers, wanting to video there. So Gary Petley's the mayor down there, and he's taking it to court. It's a very interesting situation with regards to that. So my question, if we have a speaker's court in a garden place, do we drag the chief executive officer's desk and then the mayor's desk, and they have to sit in between when our friend here is standing up on the box and speaking, and then the rest of the community? Or do we take the box up to their offices on the third floor and let them listen to them up there? Or is that what the council room's for? Should we be allowed to, for Bruce Simpson's sake, should we be allowed to bring a video camera along and video the council meetings?
Yeah, well, you should be. Yeah. But I think this idea of meeting councillors at the different libraries, they're taking a step to listening to the public. And so what sort of questions would we ask the councillors? Like, putting
I'm
us
gonna
into
ask
debt.
Albert that. Albert,
who owns
what
the
question
water?
Would you ask?
What would you ask the
and
councillors?
I'd be asking a question to a rate issue that's been going on for over 30 years, and where they finally, after all the court cases, accepted it to be Māori land, wiped the arrears, wiped all the court costs. But all that time we fought, however they said, if you build on it, we'll rate you. So once again, my question is, if it's Māori land, how do you get to rate it?
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.